All right, so what I have here... Oh! We have to overlay Blake with this.
It would not be good.
We could work on it.
I never knew this one.
This is not...
I knew I'm just a bill.
With me.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here.
That's a great one.
Interjections and emotion.
Conjunction, junction, what's that function?
Blake's a deep cut guy.
Sure.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. So let's talk about Boston Sports Radio on 98.5, The Sports Hub. We have a show called Felger and Maz.
Boy, I believe they've been featured in our controversy-based media segments before.
And I think we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Let me just tell you, currently, or at least on Monday, let's see, which one was this? I think this was Tony Maserati.
Hey.
Went on air to issue an apology. So I just tuned in. I didn't hear them last week. You're issuing an apology. So first you're going to hear Michael Felger here, and then the Maz will pick it up.
We have to clean up something from Friday. We had a bad moment on Friday afternoon, and so we just want to clean up that little bit of business. And so, Maz, the floor is yours.
Okay, so as you said, late in the show on Friday,
shake
I made
voice.
Some comments.
Big time.
That angered and upset some people, and rightfully so. So I wish I could take them back. I can't. They were insensitive. They were hurtful. And frankly, they hurt the cause for those of us who believe in racial and social equality and all of those things. Mm. And I do. I'm on that side of the line, which is what made this thing so difficult in so many different ways.
Can you pause it?
So
that's just another way of saying people who know me.
We have to make this bingo card.
I know. We've danced around it for years now. We have to make it.
The apology bingo card?
The apology bingo card. There are different ways to say people who know me without saying it, and what he just did there was one of those.
So
I'm on the team.
I owe everyone an apology. It's not who I am. It's
there
not
we go.
Who
There's one.
Yeah. Yep, middle yep. square.
I can tell you that until I'm blue in the face. Those of you who know me will believe
oh,
it.
Oh, we got it.
Those of you who don't, won't. And you probably shouldn't. If I saw and heard what you did, I'd feel the same way.
Man!
That should be another one. I would be mad at me, too.
Absolutely. Maybe a corner
and
square.
You have a right to be upset. The only thing I can really do is apologize for it. Again, you know, there is, when we're talking about these sorts
Very
of
shaky
issues,
voice.
There is a line somewhere, and I can assure you I stand on the right side of it. But you again,
he might cry,
it doesn't
dude.
Excuse what I said or did on Friday. It was really, I meant, if anyone cares, to poke fun at you, Mike.
Oh, okay. We do have a little excuse here.
It didn't come off that way. It came off as something far broader. And,
that's another one.
Didn't come off correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm regretful of that. I don't know what more I can say other than I'm sorry to you and to Murray for dragging you into it.
Oh, please.
For Jimmy Stewart.
For the
no.
Look.
Come on.
You don't have to apologize to me, Maz.
I know you. Oh,
yeah.
Please.
You don't have to apologize to the fell dog.
The people here at the station, let alone friends and colleagues in the business who are dealing with it on assorted different levels. So, again, all I can tell you is it's not who I am. And I was got a little silly and stupid at the end of the show and was trying to be a wise ass like I often am. Mm.
That's me.
And
you know
it just
maths.
Came out wrong. And I wish I could give you a better answer than that because we're in business where we should be careful about what we say and how we say it. And I wasn't. So.
Okay.
Wow.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
So that's Monday.
I'm very excited right now.
He goes on the air, gives the apology. Tuesday, a statement put out by the Sports Hub. Beasley Media strives to create a diverse and inclusive workplace, and these comments went against its core values.
Ooh.
The company has decided to suspend Tony for the rest of the week without pay.
Without pay?
In addition.
Can I guess?
Yep.
Extra sensitivity training.
Training.
In addition, all of our on-air personalities at Beasley Boston will be taking sensitivity training to redouble our efforts to create a culture of understanding. So now the morning guy is pissed.
Oh, yeah. Maz, the son of a bee.
The board op is pissed.
That son of a bitch.
The everybody in programming is like, I already have five of these to do this year.
Now we got to redouble?
I'm redoubling the efforts because of this guy.
The statement was originally double our efforts, but they're like, no.
That's
let's
not enough.
Redouble.
That's quadruple.
Yeah.
So what happened Friday, you must say? That's a two-minute apology, and it probably went on longer. That's just the audio I got. So on Friday, Felger and Maz were broadcasting in different locations. They weren't in the same studio. And apparently Felger was broadcasting remotely from a room where you could see, they could see each other on Zoom. There are two black people sitting behind him. We take you now to the 20 seconds of audio that got that apology issued and then the suspension.
Yeah, I want to know now who the two guys behind you are. That's what I want. Okay. Because if I were you...
I'll be off in 2 minutes. I'm just doing... I got just... If I'm too loud, just let me know, honestly.
They can't,
two more minutes.
They can't hear us, right?
No, not you.
Okay, no, so I would be careful if I were you, because the last time you were on a couple of guys like that, they stole your car.
Here's Chris in Boston. Go ahead, Chris.
Whoa. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Now, Felger did get his car stolen last November. By two guys.
Okay. So do they have a like a
He's
live
a stupid ass
a video live stream? Because he never pointed out their race there, did he?
No. Yeah, I don't know. Possibly. I mean, many do now.
Right. So maybe that's because he never actually said it. He's just sort of alluding to the racism.
And I guess I'm going to say they do because I think I. No. The apology I just got off a. An audio stream, so... But, I mean, the video was put out. I saw the video.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I guess maybe it is live-streamed.
Okay.
They wouldn't have put out the video.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, yes, you said you think these guys have been Kemp Spin before. As a matter of fact, they have. They got in trouble.
I think I can think of two of them. Do you want me to play?
Yeah.
Kemp Spin.
One of
this
them,
was a Felger. Now, this one was Maz, but Felger got in the hot water a couple years ago.
I want to say that one of them had to do with the Olympic snowboarder.
Okay, I don't have that one.
And I think the other one had to do with them impersonating Tom Brady's agent.
Again, that's a Boston one. I don't know if it's these guys.
Okay.
What I do know about these guys is the day after Roy Halladay died. Roy Halladay piloting his own plane. And in fact, it came to be learned he was possibly had some drugs and whatnot in his system.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll play that for you right out of the next break, and then we'll break down South Park. Okay.
All right.
Great. And they put those principles down. Godsmack is coming to Dos Equis Pavilion on May 14th with special guests I Prevail, The Struts, and The Warning. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Text AWAKE to 22126 for your chance to win tickets from your friends at Live Nation and The Ticket.
Don't have time now.
Establish justice.
We'll do it tomorrow. I want to hear it tomorrow because we got to got a couple things to move on to. I got to follow up on the tease, first of all, and then we've got a TV review that we promised you. Welcome back. Sorry, Ham. Seriously. I have to follow up on the... So, what do we have? The story of...
Felger and Maz.
Felger and Maz from the Sports Hub in Boston. The Maz stepped in it. His funny little joke last Friday.
Yeah, I want to know now who the two guys behind you are. That's what I want. Okay. Because if I were you,
I'll be off in 2 minutes.
There's two black guys sitting behind him in another room.
If I'm too loud, just let me know. Honestly.
They can't.
Two more minutes.
They can't hear us, right?
No, not you.
Okay, no, so I would be careful if I were you, because the last time you were on a couple of guys like that, they stole your car.
Here's Chris in Boston. Go ahead, Chris.
Love going right back to the phone, too. That's
kind
just
of the ender, the sniff. And then he issued a tearful apology on Monday. And on Tuesday, they suspended him for the rest of the week without pay, which seems kind of light to me. If you told me right now, take the rest of the week off without pay, I'd probably go, okay, cool, thanks. I'd love to have a couple days
off.
These
are not vacation days? I'm just off?
Yeah. So you were saying there's a couple Kemp spins possibly with them. I do know there's one. So a couple years ago, the day after Roy Halladay died. Well, actually, 2 days after Roy Halladay died, the Sports Hub issued a statement that said, as a result of his insensitive comments about Roy Halladay on Wednesday, Michael Felger will not appear on NBC Sports Boston effective immediately through Sunday. We don't have editorial control of his radio show, which we simulcast. Okay, so they are on TV. They're simulcast on the NBC local network. Felger's comments are not representative of our network's views or standards. Here's an excerpt of what he said.
And so it just sort of angers me. Like, you care that little about your life? Or about the life of your family? Or your little joyride? Is that important to you? That you're going to risk just dying. You're 40 years old and a multimillionaire with a loving family. And to you, you have to go get that thing where you can dive bomb from 100 feet to 5 above the water with your single engine plane with your hand out the window. Whee! Whee! Yeah, man, look at the G-force on this. I'm Maverick. Yeah, man, look at this. This is so cool. And you die splat. And it's over. So you're that guy. You have to do that.
He basically did the full Will Ferrell from Wedding Crashers.
This was like 2 days after?
I'm hang gliding.
That's one day after.
1 day after.
2 days after he was suspended.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Idiot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow. Although I do recall us making some similar comments in the aftermath of Roy Halladay's passing.
Well, the standards of the ticket are way lower than 98.5 The Sports Hub.